had a very interesting tournament. I mean, yesterday I saw three double bogeys. I don't know if you've, last time you had that in a round, and then today, kind of how do you explain these 2 days?
Yeah, very different. I had trouble yesterday in the rain hitting my driver in the fairway. Got in some tough positions, and it's easy to get out of position on this golf course. You know, it's anytime you're on a tee, you can either make a double or you can make a birdie. So it's one of those courses where there's a lot of volatility, and today I executed pretty well, judged my lies very well, and judged the wind very well, which I did not do the first 2 days.
How'd you regroup after yesterday? I'm sure that was quite a frustrating round.
I felt like I played pretty good. Like you said, three doubles and still to shoot one over was pretty nice. You know, I hit a lot of quality shots, and the three doubles were, I'd hit one bad shot and I'd find myself in a position where it was hard to make a bogey, and was not able to kind of get up and down. But today was a lot more controlled, hit it great off the tee, judged the mud balls very well, judged the wind very well. In the first day, I was very bad at judging the wind, so it was nice to kind of have that today.
Your results have gradually gotten better here through the years. What part of that is figuring out this course better, and what part of that is just your game being better overall?
Yeah, I think it's a good combination of it. The golf course has changed a little bit over those years that I've been here. I think the big thing is here, you have to stripe it. You have to play well. And, last year I remember I was hitting the ball really well this time of the year, and that definitely helped me. And, and the year before that I must have hit it pretty good too. So I think most of it is probably playing well these weeks.
Where would you, in terms of what a U.S. Open demands and this course demands, what are the similar, I guess how similar is this test to it? Typical U.S. Open?
Yeah, I'd say pretty similar. You just have to, the margins are so small here, like they are in the U.S. Open, because the rough is so thick. If you miss the fairway, you're probably having to chip out or be very aggressive and take double into play. So I think it's very similar in that aspect, that you just have to put the ball in the fairway. And then from there, don't want to say you can attack, but you at least have a good chance of hitting a good iron shot in the green.
I think you're tied for fifth. When you started the day, did you have any kind of goal where you want to be, or just play the course?
Yeah, just play the course. With the conditions today, it was just it was easy to kind of keep my head down because it was really tough out there. So, I was just trying to play the course, and got a hot putter today and was able to hit some irons in there close. So, just really happy with that.
And no bogeys.
Yeah, no bogeys. From three triples and a bogey to no bogeys today. So that was an improvement, I guess. Yeah.
The top kind of two guys in the world right now, Rory and Scotty, is there anyone, any part of their games or their approach that I guess either one and or the other that you admire or have learned from them or have tried to kind of pick up something to implement into your game?
Rory's just a generational talent with the driver and pretty much everything else, but the driver is just incredible. I'm not really going to try to ever drive it that way because I might end up losing my game, but... Scotty's precision with the irons is just is incredible. He can control his distances so well with different trajectories, and I haven't really tried to implement any of that in my game. I've just been trying to kind of do my own thing and improve the areas of my game that need improving, just trying to approach it that way. But those guys are pretty special.
And you can take this any direction you want, but what's something you like about yourself?
In my golf game?
Either.
I would say my approach to constantly just try to improve my game. No matter if you've had a great year, not a good year, just always try to work on the weaknesses and keep the process tweaked to where you just keep trying to improve your game and get better.
Was there a moment today when you kind of realized you were on and things were just clicking?
I would say, I don't really know. I mean, just kind of found myself, I think, 4 under going into 15 and hit a good drive on 15. So that was nice. And knew that if I could birdie that one going for it in two, and I would have some pretty tough holes coming in. I didn't really look at those as a chance to go 1 under on those last three. But, I knew that I had a pretty good round going, and I was able to kind of finish it off on 18 there.